To order Pledge of Allegiance and roll call.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, roll call. Yeah. We're all here, not all of us.
No Jerry and no Monica.
Is she sick? Jerry okay?
She's on vacation.
Okay.
Oh, good.
So for the record, Diane, Debbie,
Shannon,
Colleen, and Shannon are here.
How's that?
That's awesome.
All right. You're deviating from your usual silliness.
Oh. Yeah.
Hang on, man.
And then public comment. Any public comment?
We have two of the general public members here.
Yeah, we're general.
Yeah.
Do you have any comments?
Better than being a colonel or a captain.
All right.
Okay.
So approval of minutes for February 22nd and March.
February 22nd, we didn't have a meeting, and Jerry and I both had a little brain parts there.
Right.
So no meeting configurations.
So we're just that up, talking about March.
So just March. Still need a motion.
For March.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, what did I do?
Okay.
What? Well, no. It was, just the,
oh, there
it only got like two pages, or, no, wait.
Oh, yeah.
I approve. I make a motion to approve.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, informational items. Receive a report from Metro regarding activity and statistics during the past month and other area crime concerns.
They were down at the Starbucks with somebody pulled over. And with a town cruiser, you know, from in town. So I think there must be something.
Busy.
We can delay them.
Yeah, they were busy.
They were busy.
So,
well, I'm so sure they'll say we were fine.
We'll put that on the show.
Okay, and then two, receive a report from Clark County Administrative Services regarding updates on area development projects and any other updates from Clark County.
And I don't have a whole lot. The Family Dollar in Sandy Valley is still coming along. The county's given them a hard time. I know, it's shocking. I've been helping them as much as I can. The county doesn't handle rural areas very well, as you guys know. We are still working on our Transform Clark County, and we are at the point of the Title 30 stuff, which is the development code. So, next month, it was too late for me to get on this agenda. We're going to have a discussion about it. So start thinking about, like I've said before, things that have come through that are weird, like the paving, sidewalks, you know, we don't want sidewalks, there's no sidewalks, but we require them all the time. And we always approve getting rid of them. So, you know, so we shouldn't require them all the time. We have to vote against our own staff. So, so be thinking about that. I will bring, one of the things I'm going to do next couple weeks is, it's like a 200-page document, which I'm not going to have you guys review, but I'm going to review the whole thing and go through and pull out things I think that matter to you guys, and I'll send you just a little synopsis so you can be thinking about it. We are encouraging staff to come out and do, like, roundtable discussions because you guys are not zoning experts. You're not expected to be. You don't have to be. So you don't necessarily know what to comment on. So if someone could lead a discussion and pick your brain and say, what do you think about this? And what do you think about this?
Yes.
To lead the discussion, it would get something going. So Commissioner Jones and Commissioner Kirkpatrick were pushing to try to get some of those discussions happening in the communities.
What's for next month? Part?
I don't know when they're going to happen, but we're trying.
How long does the process usually last?
Oh, it's like 2 years.
Yeah.
I mean, we're in the middle. We're like in
think we're about halfway through to your process. So we, you know, we already did the big fluffy stuff. Remember?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
That how we feel about our community.
Right.
Now it's down to how many horses can you have on an acre. You know, we're down to the nitty gritty of sidewalks, street lights, those sorts of things.
And how many horses can we have here?
Here you can have, you have to have a minimum 15,000 square foot lot, and you could have one horse per 7,500 square feet. So yes, there, despite what people think, you can't have horses here.
Yeah.
Or other large, or other large animals.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. No hogs though. You can have potbelly pigs and no hogs.
Interesting.
I know.
Really?
Uh-huh.
I wonder how many goats you could have. I think the goat is
pretty. On my 2 acres, I can have 200. And this is one of the things I brought up as the discussion on the Transform Clark County thing was, who made that decision? Because I love goats, but I don't need 200. And nobody should be allowed to have 200 goats on 2 acres. So we need to have these discussions to figure out what's reasonable, where these things came from. Who knows where they
came from. And set new parameters.
But I can only have 3 dogs. Any of us can only have 3 dogs, but I can have 200 goats and unlimited chickens. So, anyway.
That doesn't make any sense.
I know.
So do we get to comment about that stuff?
Absolutely. That's what it's for. That's
so we get to help recreate the parameters.
Yeah.
Okay. And this is all next month?
I'm going to try to get it to you guys in the next couple weeks. I'm going to go through and pull out the stuff that I think is you guys care about. You probably don't care about funeral home regulations or tattoo parlor regulations because you wouldn't have a certain.
No, but we do want more dogs than 3.
I agree. So anyway, I'm going to send you that stuff.
You can
go on the website. If you have time, go on the website and make your comments on there. I'll be compiling the comments as well. But sometimes I think the more they see them, the better. So it's transformclarkcounty.com.
What website? I'm sorry, Megan.
TransformClarkCounty.com.
Okay.
And you can see what's been done. The website's very good. And I have to tell you, the consultants are doing a great job. We just need to let them really get out and do what they want to do because they're actually very nice to work with. Every time I brought up something to them, they get it. They totally get it, and it's been implemented. So
nice.
So I don't think I have anything else.
Well, it's a big deal, and we should say something. We should not just let it slide by.
Yeah.
That's what we're here for.
All right. Since there's no questions from the audience.
What about the pavement? What's the status? That goes into the whole...
That's part of the whole budget cycle, so they're finishing that up right now. But I don't think yours goes into, like, as a budget request. I think yours is when they have extra stuff.
Yeah.
So, but it's on the list, so, like, they do little extra projects, like they're building, they're paving a bike path along Ports in Sandy Valley. They got a couple blocks done, and they got pulled off to do a big road job during the night in town. So, you're paving those types of things because they're not contracted out, they aren't a multi-million dollar thing. They kind of fit them in between other projects. So, it's on the list, so when I get to it, you know.
They're not the same people that will put the signs back up, though. We're
it's
still
a
waiting
crew.
For our signs
I know.
To go
it's
back
It's a different up. Crew, and I have to tell you, we are suffering from the same thing everybody else is with employees.
Lack of staff.
I didn't know that. I just found that out recently. That's part of why Sandy Valley Road hasn't gotten started yet. We don't even have people. We had to farm that out to a consultant to do the engineering on that, so... We're suffering through the same thing. So all
the county did do a drive-by on the ones that we reported.
Mm-hmm.
Ever so slowly, but and then they.
I know.
That was weeks ago.
I know. Well, remember we got 8,000 square miles to cover.
Yes.
So.
Who is the agency that takes the bulldozer to the side of the street
on 160?
No, on Pacific.
That's county.
Okay, because the. North side of the street needs, I mean, everything's overhanging and it's like a one lane street.
You know who owns that property?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
All the way up to the edge of the street, you know?
But I don't want my side paved down there like last time. But last time they only did the one side,
okay.
They did my side. Instead of the vacant side,
they did,
okay.
and those trees are all hanging over, and literally you can't unless you want to get your car scraped. two cars can't pass each other.
Okay. Right. Well, that would help with the speeding.
Oh, yeah.
Along with the speed bump.
And it does. It does. There
are some real thorny things sticking out.
Yeah, and that works. I'd rather not have the speeding, so I'll keep the thorny stuff.
No, we just went through that. They're doing Sandy Valley. So you guys might be next. They're doing our sides up there, and it's been nothing but drama. You know, people. I put gravel out on the road. Now there's dirt in it.
Yeah.
Oh, mm-hmm. No.
You live in Sandy Valley. So anyway. So I will have them come look at it. I'll bet they're next.
North side, not the vacant side, not the lived in side.
Okay, yeah, I will
paint those bushes orange or something. Yeah, like these bushes, not those trees.
Yeah. They're down there, right. Trees right now.
All right.
Okay. All right, so planning and zoning. VS22-0148, John Luck Investment Limited. Vacate and abandon a portion of a right-of-way being Fail Street, located between Sandy Valley Road and San Pedro Avenue within South County, for possible action.
Okay,
you're up.
Hi, good evening. Dave Turner with Boffman and Turner Engineering, representing the applicant, Christopher Crotchy. What we're asking for is vacation abandonment of this little portion of a cul-de-sac on Fail Street that goes towards Sandy Valley Road here. It was a requirement of his use permit to vacate that, and we're fulfilling that requirement.
Is that on this side of the hill or that?
If you flip in your packet, there's his thing out there, and I circled I circled a little spot because it's very interesting. It's on this side of the mountain.
This side of the mountain.
So then if you go to the aerial photo, the next page, I circled the same spot.
Okay, I see.
So it's on this side of the mountain.
This way.
It's on the north side of the mountain, up and over the mountain. Here's the house. It's right there.
Oh, we're still.
No, what we're making, it's right here.
It's not this?
No, that's right.
So ignore your drawing.
Circle?
I'm sorry, I thought it was that one.
Yeah, that's staying in place.
Okay, never mind.
It's the little corner.
Ignore me, pay attention to the gentleman who knows what
he's
doing.
It's where the house is.
Oh, it's where the house is.
It's on the other side of the hill. It's on the south side of the hill.
Okay, I just assumed this because that's where I set up. Honest to God, I just assumed.
So this.
I'm sorry, Dave, I'm sorry.
Corner, yeah.
I'm making it more complicated.
We're retaining that. We're vacating this portion over here, which comes off of Sandy Valley.
It's right in the corner by the
house. Their access.
Right. Sorry. Okay. Here I made you a diagram and everything, and it's wrong.
And so what is exactly supposed to be happening?
They're just vacating.
We're vacating this little portion of the pool side here.
Right now, it's at
a little tiny. They get their access off of Sandy Valley. It's on the far side of the hill. It's on the south side. We're leaving this in place, so if this ever goes through.
Okay.
So there's going to be a cul-de-sac here at some point in time.
Oh, I got it. And then this is Highway 161.
That's correct.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
All right.
Yeah. We've talked about that corner before, and I think that's why it's stuck in my mind. No, I was like, they're finally
doing it. That's what I thought we were doing when we started this.
Okay, well, then we're all in this together. Sorry, Dave. I didn't mean to make it.
So what's going to happen with the houses and all of that? We just say it's vacant. Is that what this is all about?
No. Vacating this little tiny corner right here.
That currently belongs to the county.
Yeah, wait.
At some point, the county thought
this
there
little,
would be a turnaround there.
This little tiny corner right here, vacating it, it just means it belongs to this property owner. And it's just that tiny little corner. Nothing moves, nothing changes. It's just that little tiny...
Reverts back to the owner.
Pie shape goes to the owner.
Yeah. I didn't even see that one on there.
Hard to see.
Especially
the house.
And who's the owner?
Yeah.
This
is Christopher Crotchy.
Chris Crotchy.
Okay. And I have not been drinking
my
coffee. I know. So we do need a motion.
A motion?
Motion to approve.
Oh. A second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks, Frank. Appreciate it. Okay, so good night. Thank you.
You too. Mm-hmm. Enjoy your ride home.
Thank you.
Okay, next, number two. BT22-400066 UC-18-0124 Belinsky Thomas, use permit second extension of time to allow a proposed accessory structure garage prior to the principal use residence.
Yeah, who's this?
That's me.
And waiver of development.
That's me.
She's waiver going. Of development standards. Wait, I say this one next too, right?
Yep.
Okay.
It's all one thing. Yeah.
To increase the height of an accessory structure garage on 0.8 acres in an RT manufactured home residential zone, generally located on the east side of Revere Street and the north side of Exchange Avenue within Good Springs, for possible action.
Is this why I give you an excuse why I haven't finished yet?
Pretty much.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Groveling can start now.
Yes,
yeah,
right.
So many words.
Come on, get yours.
I've been making great progress. I don't know if you guys have seen over there, but I've got the foundations down for the shipping containers, and I've just been like everybody. It's been tough the last couple of years, and a couple of years before that was tough for me too, but I'm making good headway now. One of the biggest problems I'm having, I wouldn't say biggest problems. One of the items that they have as a condition is that before they approve the garage, I have to have plans submitted to the building department for the house. And right now, I can't figure out what is an affordable way to build a house.
It's just
marketing.
But that's a condition, right?
That is a condition of approval for the final on the accessory structure.
Right.
So
that's something you guys could change in your conditions, that you could remove that condition. Why don't you remove that?
No, probably not because of Clark County.
Yeah.
It's their rules that did that. That was the condition mm-hmm. they set upon me.
You could, let's talk after. There would
okay.
be a way to get rid of that condition.
Okay.
It'd be a lot less than
which would...
That'd be great.
Well, it's neither here nor there. It would be great because then all of a sudden I have something that is of value. You know, that's real
yeah.
good. And I just worked this last weekend and put a pad out for a mobile home. I had lines on a mobile home and I went and saw it today, and I am not putting that in this town. After seeing it, I'm like, no. So I'm going to have to go out and either figure out how I'm going to build a home, but I definitely want to keep within what the neighborhood is, which is, you know, nicer mobile homes, or I'm going to go for a And this is a question that came up, the park model RVs, is there any...
You need a waiver.
You need a waiver on it, yeah. And I was looking at them today, and they're still not of a value. I'm looking at these 700 square foot little deals, and they're trying to get $90,000 for these things, too.
Mm.
So it's that's basically where I stand at this point.
You could go to, there's a company called Boxable that opened in
Oh my God, we
Las
went
Vegas.
To Boxable.
We toured them.
But
we went
you
to
are,
Boxable.
But you're like a year out of
yeah.
them.
No,
you're
way more.
Anything.
They
really?
Have 70,000
right.
orders. And when we were going through the warehouse, they were producing 14 a day.
Yeah, but there are competitors to Boxable. So
yeah.
So go on the internet and search for competitors to Boxable.
Because
there's several of them.
I was looking like crazy. We have been looking. We've been falling asleep with the TV on YouTube with all these things. And the God's honest truth is just the price point. I'm a general contractor. I've been licensed in California for like the last 35 years. I live in Las Vegas now because I have a virtual job so I can work from anywhere. I build schools, and the cost of materials...
It's skyrocketing.
It's astronomical. What I was building schools for $75 a square foot is now
$300.
Yeah. So it's been just crazy, and I'm still trying to build schools. So I'm trying to figure this all out, and then, of course, it's hitting me directly, too. I'm trying to build a home, and I just see what these... what. I put myself in this position, ladies. I do, because
yeah.
I just jumped on top of this when I had the opportunity.
I like this groveling part. I like this, girls. Keep this going.
So let's talk after. I have a few options.
Okay, that'd be great.
For you.
That'd be great.
And
Clark County has been fantastic to me.
Oh, good.
They haven't in any way, shape, or form, shook their finger at me. I've got inspections
to where that is at this point. So everything is inspected to where it is. So I
is your well successful?
I got it. It was really funny because I found a 1920s geological map, and I was looking at the 1920s geological map, and I realized that they showed a ridge of rocks that went right across Revere, pretty much down Exchange. And I'm like, oh dear God. The guy starts drilling. He gets to about 100 feet, and there's fissures in the rocks. So this foam that they used to pump it back out, he has to concrete it, drill back through it next day. Concrete, drill back through it. The guy that was there was looking at the guy operating the equipment, and I'm looking at him too, going, push this thing, will you? I mean, you got it at idle. Turn up the thing a little bit. At 220 feet, that was my contract, to go 220 feet.
Right.
And I had to make the decision right there to go further, and that's what going for water is. It's, you know,
so how
far? Got to go for it. So I had him put on one more stick, and he hit it. Well, as it turns out, he hit it at 190. But the thing was is that the water was running through the fissures, and he couldn't tell. Mm-hmm. So after he got down to 245, it perked back up to 190. So, yes, it was successful.
Okay.
I'm very happy about that. It was $22,000.
You're biting your nails during that one.
Yeah, you know, I was. That's an understatement. Kept checking my bank account, checking my bank account.
You owe my money.
Yes, that was successful. And I came across one of the schools I was building decided to take down a big solar array in order to put a high school in its location. So I plan on trying to put solar panels out there. And it's kind of weird. Nevada Energy won't let you produce more than what you're actually going to use. They're not going to give you a nickel for it. So I have to get that engineered and drawn up and have their blessing to run my property that way. So that's another thing I'm working on too, with a generator backup and all this other stuff. It's one thing about being up here is, yeah, this is a great place to be if something goes wrong. And I want to make sure that I have water, I want to make sure I have power, I want to make sure I have all the creature comforts. And the big thing for me is, yes, I could live off of solar, but I always do my laundry at like midnight when I realize the next day I have nothing to wear. So that's the big thing, is I could do laundry.
I don't do laundry.
Okay, so motion to approve.
What's the height thing?
Yeah.
The height is I'm going to have a lift in my garage. So in order to put a lift in the garage, I needed a 14-foot ceiling. And then with a 14-foot ceiling at a simple 3-to-1, I believe it is, a slope on the roof, put the peak of the roof above, I think, by like 3 or 4 feet, what's allowed. And that's why I went for the variance on that.
So because he has RT zoning, that's considered like an in-town lot. And those, your accessory structure, you know, your garage, your barn, whatever, can only be 14 foot high. Most lots out here that are RU or different zonings, you can go up to 25 feet. So his structure is 22 feet high, which is higher than the 14 that's allowed, although it's more consistent with the area. So that's what the height is for.
And what's the extension time-wise?
I'm asking for another 2 years.
A lifetime?
I'll take 10.
So, before you make a motion.
Yeah, because it's two things, really. You're asking for two additional years. But we don't. Where's the paperwork? Where's the backup on?
It's in your packet.
So it's even further than that.
The plans aren't in there.
Additional two.
We already saw the plans. Staff usually just gives two just as a general thing. The condition staff is saying for 2 years to obtain permit for the house. Which is putting him in a little bit of a catch-22. So you could, if you feel, it's up to you guys, you could say just 2 years to complete accessory structure or something like that, and it leaves the house out of it. I've never seen a condition like that. where they're, if you want them to be able to build an accessory structure on the property before the house, then I've never seen them hamper it with that kind of condition.
Oh, that's interesting.
Then why even get the waiver, you know, if that's what you're going to want. So anyway, that's my little
editorial
there. No. I'm just saying, if you come in for a waiver for something,
right?
But then they say, well, you can do it, except you still have to do this other thing too. That's not really approving the waiver that you asked for.
Right.
So I'm just saying,
it's
up to you guys.
Waiver,
but you could approve it and say just 2 years to complete the accessory structure.
The accessory structure.
But that's up to you guys.
And that'd be great.
Yeah, that would be very helpful. Because ultimately, with a signed off accessory structure, I now have value that I can bring to a bank.
Yeah.
And I can say I'd like to get a loan for a mobile home.
Right.
So that would definitely help. That would definitely help. That was a big thing in the entire time I've been building this thing, was to make sure I built it to a code, so that I could not just put shipping containers down on the ground. I actually went through the engineering.
Yeah.
And the cost.
I remember the pictures. They were beautiful.
Yeah, I'm hoping it's going to look like the pictures. I really am, because pictures always look, always look different than that. But yeah.
So how do you word that?
Yeah.
How would you suggest wording that? So that,
like that.
Like I said,
yeah.
2 years.
In one of our voices, yeah.
Yeah.
If this is what you want to do, I would say 2 years to complete.
Accessory structure.
Accessory structure.
Then
and the
I can't tell you how to vote, but
so,
I'm saying.
And the other waiver is the height.
They go together.
So, yeah.
They go together.
That,
so,
that was already previously approved by both
that.
You guys.
I remember
and,
that.
Yeah, and the thing.
So I wonder why they're...
So then at the end of the 2 years, then we start on the approval for the permit for the house and all of that.
No. So when this came in, when it first came in, he's asking for two things. One is to have it taller,
right.
And one is to have it before the house. Because usually you have to have the house, then the other.
Right.
So those two things were part of the application. So it's still, you're still moving that application along and along.
We're doing the same thing that we originally said, okay.
Right.
He just wants more time to do it.
Right.
That sounds simple.
So it's just 2 years on
the
house.
But then you end up having to do the house. I mean, he has to go through the same process for the house.
No, right. if he meets all the setbacks and heights and everything, he could just get a permit.
Right.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it makes it easier.
Yeah, that definitely would make it easier.
It streamlines it, then,
right? Yeah.
Part of the reason why I'm even considering doing a modular home or a mobile home is because they have pre-approved plans.
Right.
And I don't have to go through this whole thing again.
And they plunk it down and it's all there.
Yeah.
I have a civil engineer, survey of course, two structural engineers, on top of an architect and a second architect's plans in order to get that garage approved. It was absolutely mind-numbing to get them to understand what it would take to approve a container garage. And the reason I went with a container garage, because I thought it was going to save me money. And I did, all of it just went into architects and structural engineers and things of that nature.
It'll pay off in the end, having
it. No, it'll look good. One of the things I was considering asking was, could I use part of that house, part of the garage, as my house?
Probably, let's talk after.
Okay, because I
so many people do. They build the garage first, live in it for whatever, while they're building the house.
I am a junkie for old cars. I just love old cars. She'll tell you, I can work on them for days straight without rest. How cool would it be to be in your bedroom and look out and see your car?
Not really.
For me personally.
Is it a car minion?
Yeah,
a
car
minion.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my goodness. Okay, let's put a condition.
Yeah, that's a whole other thing.
All right, so somebody wants to make a motion.
Motion to approve the extension for the accessory structure.
2 years.
For 2 years.
Thank you, ladies.
Is it 2 years to complete?
Yes.
Yes.
All right, second.
Shannon, second?
Mm-hmm.
Now we
favor?
Aye.
Aye. Yeah, thank you.
Aye. Now another motion on the height.
No, it's all together.
We've already been through that when he first came to the plans.
Okay.
Yay. All right. Next is general business.
Too many pages.
Actually, it's fine.
I was trying to be thorough.
I know, and you were. When we were doing the first one, it was like I didn't keep flipping pages for Tom. So,
okay, nothing on the general public.
Comments by the general public.
Thank you.
Okay, there's that.
All right, and then next meeting date, June 28th, 2022. This meeting is adjourned.
All right.
Is it at 6:30 also?
Yes.
Yeah. I magically.
It all got moved up to 6:30 instead of 7, so that we can go to bed.
7:30.